Okay, so we're continuing in Psachim, Daf Lam and Zayin Mabez, Chala, right? And the idea was that you had this funny case, it's an Ibaya, which is like, I guess, 7 or 8 lines on the bottom. It says, what about if you put the pas onto the inside of the, I'm sorry. It says, you're right. So you basically put the pas on the inside of the elfas. This is the way Rashi interpreted it. You stick the pot on the inside of the pot, right, on the inside of the pot. And then you take the torch, right, take the torch. And then, but you take the torch and you, like, put it on top of the pot. So you end up creating like a type of a surround heat because you got the walls on the sides and then you got the torch on top. So do you say that that's considered like tanor, right? Because the idea of tanor is the way we explained it. The idea of tanor is you're cooking it from all around, from all different directions. So this is basically like tanor. Okay, so even Rabbi Yochanan who demands tanor to make lachem will say this is sufficient. But do you say no? That it's not good enough. And the argument was not good enough because you could say, is look, tanor is not just surround. Part of the concept of tanor is like it's an optimal method of cooking. That's the concept of tanor. And the optimal method of making bread is that you have it all around. But part of all around is not just the quality of being all around, but it's the quantity, it's how good it is. And here, what you're doing is that even though you have it being all around, it's in a subpar manner because the fact that it's not truly covered on top, it's not truly sealed on top, sealed all around. So therefore, it replicates the quality of tanor, but it doesn't quite partake of the level of tanor. And since it doesn't have the level of tanor, so therefore it's like it lacks in the shame of tanor, right? It lacks in the shame tanor. And it's not going to create lechem according to Rabbi Yochanan, right? That was the Gemara's question. So the answer was no. Since Rov Aniyim Osim Kain, therefore it's okay, right? Which we said means the way Rashi's learning is since most Aniyim cook in their ilfuses this way, in their pots this way, so you can't tell me that's going to create pas. Right, but we said on the surface it's hard to understand what that answer is, because who cares? That's the way Aniyim do making their pots. That should be irrelevant. The point does it replicate Elfas? I mean Tanor, because it's got all around. And if Tanor is just the quality of all around, then who cares? It's a difference whether Aniyim do it or they don't do it. The point is you're not really answering the question. So we said we explained that the concept is, the whole idea is that you want to create the shame tanor, right? You want to create the shame tanor. The whole idea of tanor being better than ilfus is because it's a better cooking method. There's no gzeiras hakasa of tanor per se. What's the concept of tanor as opposed to ilfus? The idea is that because bread is a very specialized product, and it only comes about through a very specialized process, tanor, right? Now you're going to tell me that I've got an ilfus, which is the ani method of ilfus. Well, why do you think that aniyim do it and not dashirim? It must be because it's not as good, right? It's not as good. So it's less good. It's inferior to an ilfus. So it can't be that when you make it inferior to ilfus isn't good enough to make lachem, only with tanor. Now you're going to take an inferior form of ilfus and you're going to say because it happens to have the quality of being surround, now it's going to make it, turns out it creates a tanor. It doesn't make sense. It's like, it's not, you might just be able to say it like formally, you might say it's the same as like tanor. But the svara of tanor is because of quality. So since ilfus isn't as good as tanor, certainly the poor man's version of ilfus isn't going to be good enough. Right? Right, that's what he said.
So then what's the havamina though? Is that a problem?
What's the Havamina?
Yeah. Like, it seems too good. Or maybe not. I don't know.
Well, the Havamina is that you have a Shame Elphys. Right? Like, you have a Shame Elphys, and that's the saying. Look, this, I'm sorry, Shame Tanor. And Tanor is, there's a quality of Tanor. And this has that quality. I don't know. It seems to be a fun Havamina. I mean, I understand Raskana is better, but, you know, it was a good Havamina originally. The thing is, that's the quality of Tanor. So that's the quality of Tanor. And it's basically, you're creating that quality. It's only when you start comparing it to the Ilphus that you realize that there's, like, weakness in this also, right?
Right, like, it's like you're kind of, like, it's like it's a type of Havamina where, like, you're looking at it wrong. It's not like it wasn't, it's not something that wasn't obvious, or it's not an obvious thing, it's just, or not obvious, it's just you're kind of approaching
right.
it from, like, your own thing, and, like, well, let's get grounded again, is the most
important. Right, exactly. It's like, you're looking at it more in, like, a technical Hakira, and you're forgetting the major Svara in the area. In technical Hakira, if you get the major Svara behind it, it's a definition, it's a good definition, but it's missing the point. Right? Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it is interesting. Sometimes you do things like that, you know, you have a good definition, but it's not a good Svara. It's not a good Svara in the area. Missing the point of the area. I guess you could have said, look, it becomes halachified. You need Shem Tanor. Well, I mean, look, you could just say, look, Tanor. You know, like, you could have learned, look, Tanor is Tanor. That's what makes bread. Bread is a product of the Tanor. That's Zeskos. There's no Tam. There's no Svara. It's just, that's it. Zeskos, you need Tanor. And this replicates Tanor. The same din as Tanor. Tanor is the way to define what Tanor is. Is basically saying is, no, it's not just the Zeskos. There's a Svara. Once you realize what the Svara is, then you've got a, and it doesn't make sense. Yeah. Okay, so let's do today. I like to do the Tosas Red. Okay, so Tosas Red is on the Safari. If anyone wants to find it, I just put it in the chat box so you guys can take a look at it over there. Okay, so it says, Rov Aniyim Osim Ken. Okay, Rov Aniyim Osim Ken. So it says like this. So again, this was the answer to why it's not considered, or at least according to Rashi, why it's not considered an ilfus, right? Well, sorry, why it is considered ilfus. It's saying, since Aniyim do an ilfus this way, so this basically isn't like an ilfus, and it's not a tamer. Okay. So it says, Pirish, Aniyim she'in lahem rov etzim, v'hasek ha'tamer yafa. So it says, Aniyim who don't have that much wood to stoke the tamer well, right? They don't have the enough etzem to heat up, not to say, like, to heat up the tanor and then to bake in it. Right? So they don't, it's expensive to make a tanor. Because you have to heat up the tanor, preheat the oven, and then have enough wood in there to keep it hot to bake the bread. So Aniyim don't have enough wood like that. So what do? So Mesima pas b'tanor. They put the bread in the tanor, tzarechad, on one side. Tzarechad, on the other side, Mesikin asaitz, and they ignite the wood. Bochain Dolken, and while the wood is cooking, lighting, igniting, apas nefes, the bread becomes baked. Right? So it's in a tanor, v'kivan the tanor of the achi, and since they do this in a tanor, right, that's the way they do it in a tanor, ki avid v'elfes, if they do it in a pot, nami v'maisa tanor, right? So if you take in an ilfus and you do the maisa tanor to it, namely do the same thing, so much of the case where you boil it, heat up the pot, and then you heat up the pot and then put the stuff on. It means you have a case. Sometimes it could be an ilfus, but it becomes similar to a tanor, right? Like when you preheated the ilfus, it's considered the same thing as like cooking by the tanor, using the clay to cook. The thing, so to here. So to hear that when you have the tanor, so you basically, it's in the ilfus, but you're basically, you're doing an ilfus, but you're doing the mitzvah of a tanor because you have an ilfus. You put the wood, the flame in the ilfus, the cook, at a distance, right? And it basically heats it up, which is the same way aniyim do ovens, right? So basically you're doing like the mice of an oven. The thing which happens to be an ilfus happens to be an ilfus, right? So he's resolving it the other way. He's resolving it to say, and really it is a maisatana, right? It is a maisatana, right? He's saying dumya d'atiach l'sof hidbek. Is saying is like you might have thought that the exercise cost of is tana. It has to be mamish physically in a tana. You see that Rabbi Yochanan definitely doesn't hold that because the Gemara already said that if you preheat an ilfus and then you put it in the ilfus, right? So then it's like tana. So you see that you could. It's not dafka tanor, it's the maise tanor. But if you could make an ilfus cook like a tanor cooks, then it's fine. And that's what preheating the tanor does, the ilfus does. So by that same logic, if you do this, right, if you do this, you have an ilfus, but you put the flame in it, that's the way aniyim do the baking in the oven. So it's not a tanor, but it's the way aniyim use a tanor. So it's an ilfus, but it's being used like a tanner. Oh, so the same thing. So that should be fine. You think he's showing from there that you can't argue that dafka, you need a chafza of a tanner. Because you see, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that because they're tichel so hibbik. So as Rid was saying, Rashi was saying, is that since aniyim do ilfus this way, that shows you that it's ilfus, or it's inferior to ilfus. Right? The Toz Rid is saying, since aniyim do tanner this way, that shows you that it has a din like tanner, right? So it's like a different svara, totally different conclusion, opposite conclusion, right? So what is the svara? What's he saying? This is when we talk about the ani first, right? Before we get to ani using the tanner, forget about this case, because he's introducing, according to the Tosafos Rid, an interesting fact, is that the ani uses the tanner this way. He doesn't heat up the tanner, he doesn't preheat the tanner. He just puts his bread in the tanner, he takes a torch, and basically, the torch is going to heat up the bread, right, relatively quickly. Obviously, it's not going to be very good, evenly distributed heat, but whatever. That's what he does, right? So why does that have a shame of tan or pas? Right? I mean, that's a good question. Why does that have a shame of pas? Why don't you say, look, that's not pas. Pas is an oven. Oven works because it has surround heat. Right? And he doesn't, this isn't quite, right? Right, why don't you say this isn't really oven? It's not maizatana, it's not lacham. I'm saying before we even move to this ilfus case, what about by the tanor case itself? Right, and the ani does it in tanor, that's what Tosafot is claiming. That's why an ani does it in tanor. But why does it have a din of lacham? Yeah, okay. So I think Ariel was saying was like, apparently you don't say like bread is a rich man food. You could have said that. You could have said, look, bread is for rich men, right? Bread, poor people don't have bread. But it's saying is, look, there's such a thing as lechem oni, such a thing as like poor man's bread. So this is the way poor men typically make bread. They take their tanor, but they don't have the ability to preheat their tanor, right? Now it's true, it's going to be inferior. It's going to be inferior when you do that, right? Certainly going to be inferior. You're not really going to get the surround heat, right? Which is part of what makes bread so good, right? And that's unfortunate. But, you know, it's unfortunate to be an ani. Well, this is what happens when you're an ani. When you're an ani, your bread doesn't end up getting that surrounded heat, right? Right. But you don't say, aniyim don't have bread. Bread is like the staple. There's poor man's bread, there's rich man's bread. And this is the way poor men make bread. Take your tanor. Tanor is the vehicle of bread. It's just that rich people have the ability to preheat their oven. Poor people don't have the ability to do that. They don't have enough wood to preheat it. They just take their oven and they just put it in. And they'll use as little wood as possible. So they'll put it in and it'll cook as however fast it will go. And it won't be as even, but it'll be quicker. Right? So apparently it's saying the idea of surrounded heat is like the maila of a tanor for lachamoni, for lachem asher, whatever. But for poor men, poor people, don't do that. But you don't tell me that they don't have lachem. Whoever heard that lachem is the food of rich people and not of poor people? There's different types of lachem. There's different grades. Right? So apparently that also has a din. That also has a din of tanor, of making lechem, right? Oh, now once that's the case, then basically you're doing the exact same thing when you do it in the ilfas. There's only difference in the ilfas and tanor in general is because the tanor is going to have the surrounding heat. It's going to capture all the heat, and it's going to cook by the surrounding environment, and the ilfas doesn't do that, right? Yeah, but now, but aniyim, apparently that's not an essential feature of tanor. Because you see, even aniyim, in Asher Tanor, it's an essential feature. But in Ani feature in Tanor, that's not, they don't do that. So in Ani Tanor, you just have this like sort of somehow surrounded environment. You don't have to have a preheated environment which holds the heat. You just have to have, you know, a kli in which the fire, I guess, is directed or funneled towards the bread and cooks it. So too, in an ilfis, you could also do that. Take an ilfis, put the fire in the ilfis, right? Flame in the ilfis in a way that the heat is going to go towards the thing and cook it. So basically, it's a maisatanor in an ilfis, right? It's a maisatanor in an ilfis. Maisa poor man's taprad in an ilfis. So fine. So that's what he's saying, is that the whole premise of the question was that tanor is surrounded heat and it's a super duper method. And now your question is, if you deviate from it and make it inferior, does it still have then tanor? His answer is, yeah, you could make it inferior. You see, there's such a thing as a poor man's bread, and that's inferior. So now you're basically just doing like poor man's bread making in an ilfus. Right? So don't have this assumption that when you're making bread, it has to be the super duper product and the best possible way. That was the assumption of the question. This Tarot says, no, there's poor man's bread, so apparently that's not an essential feature. And this is the derech of a tanor, lends itself to two different drachim, one where you have surrounded heat, and then where you don't.
That explains rove also, because you could argue that maybe miktas, if it's only miktas aniyim, maybe they don't have bread.
Right. It's a good point. Right. I mean, as a class, you can't say aniyim are not shaykh. They're not subject to it. Right. As a class, you can't say that. You say an individual on you could say that. But as a class, you can't say that. Right. That's a good point. I guess Rashi doesn't have this fact. I mean, according to Rashi, this is not the way aniyim do the tanor. You want to do tanor, then they do tanor. There's one way, the right way to do tanor. You can't just do a cheap version of tanor. That's not tanor. Saying this is the way they do their ilfas. But tanor, the word is basically not going off of the fact that tanor needs the surrounding heat, according to Rashi. But according to this read, it's kind of dropping the level of tanor. And there's a rich man's tanor and there's a poor man's tanor. Rashi doesn't seem to have that. Tanor has to be the surrounding heat. And that's part of the intrinsic nature of tanor. You can't have like a version of lachem of the poor man. I mean, you have poor man's lachem, maybe poor ingredients. But the idea of surrounding heat and that type of cooking is non-negotiable, according to Rashi. Yeah, it's interesting, right? So let's look at Tosfos. It's Tosfos Dibor HaMaskel Hidbik. Is that Dibor HaMaskel and Tosfos also? Okay, all right. No, Rav Ani wasn't here. Yeah, okay, so let's see. So Hidbik. So if you look, you have to look back at the Gemara again. Let's look at the way the Gemara started, okay? It's a funny Gemara. So let's read again from the beginning of the Gemara. No, it's not too high up. It's like 10 lines at the bottom. Yosef Rabba of Rabbi Yosef Achorah de Rav Zera. Okay? So it says, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef were sitting behind Rav Zera. Yosef Rav Zera came to Ula. And Ula, so Zera was seated in front of Ula. It sounds like Ula was the Rebbe. And then you had Rav Zeira was sitting in front of him, and behind Rav Zeira were Rabba and Rav Yosef. Okay, so Amalei Rabba and Rav Zeira. So Rabba said to Rav Zeira, who's sitting in front of him, right? Ask Ula the following question. Okay, it's like the guy in the back is telling the guy in front of him, ask the question of the rabbi, right? These types of things happen sometimes, right? Right? Okay, so it says, what was this question? Hidbek mi bifneim, v'tiyaf mi b'chot smau. So what about if you attach the dough on the wall, and you, on the wall of the elfus, and then you heat it up on the outside, and you cook. Is that good? Is that considered tanur? Right? Basically, you put it on a frying pan and you just heat it from the outside, or a pot and heat it from the outside. So Amr Lei, so Rav Zeira said back to Rabba, turns back, Naimalei. Well, what's there for me to ask him? Right? Why should I ask him that? The Amina Lei, because if I do ask him, Amr Lei, he'll tell me, hey, Neum Isaac and the Ilfis, that's exactly what Ilfis is. Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish argued about that. Well, what's your kasha? Kasha is you take a pot, stick it on the side, and then put a fire under the pot. That's exactly Ilfis. That's the way you cook in a pot. Cook in a frying pan. You put the bread on the dough onto the pot, and you put a heat from the outside. Right? So I'm not going to ask Rabbi that. I'm going to ask Ula that question. I know what he's going to say to me. He's going to say, what are you doing? You're asking me a kasha based on Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish. Okay. So he says, so Omar le Rav Yosef le Rav Zeira. So then Rav Yosef, who was also in the back row, so he says now to Rav Zeira, no, this is what you should ask. Boy me'ula, asking the following. Hidbik mi bifnim v'avuka kenegdo maho. If you put the bread on the inside and then you put the torch on the inside also, then what's the din? Right? Right? And then what? So Omar le.
What was the first way?
The way we learned originally, right.
Right. So what was the first way that they had it?
The first way was just basically you take a pot, put the bread in the pot, and you put a flame on the outside of the pot.
Oh, on the outside. Oh, okay.
Yeah, on the outside. So you're saying that's exactly the frying pan, Shiloh. That's Ilfus Shiloh. What's the question? So you're saying, no, it must be the question is not the normal Ilfus case, but the case where you put the flame inside the Ilfus. Right? So then Amalei Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira said back to Rav Yosef, my Amalei, why should I ask him that? The Amina like, because if I do ask him, Amalei Rav Anim also came. Yeah, Rav Anim, do that. Which is good, actually, with kind of what you're saying, that what's his Havmina. Rav Zeira is saying it's not even a good kasha, right, within Rashi's way, because Rav Anim do it. So therefore, it's not a good kasha. Right, so it's like Rav Zeira basically telling Rav and Rav Yosef, you guys are asking bad questions. Right? So it's not like it's a havmin as much as he's saying it's like it's not a good kasha. I'm not even going to ask that kasha. Right? Yeah. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, I don't know the background of the story and how old they were and whatever, you know? It sounds interesting, though. The whole dynamic sounds interesting, right? It's like you have this in shiurim. Sometimes you have, like, the top talmidim. And then you have less lower talmidim. And sometimes the lower talmidim filter their questions through the top talmidim. They don't want to just ask it. So they say, hey, is this a good question? And then the higher talmid will say, no. I'm not going to ask him. If you ask him, he's just going to say this. If you ask him, he's just going to say that. Right? These things happen. Right?
Okay. It's always better to ask, though.
Yeah, ask himself. Yeah, I guess so. It depends. I mean, sometimes, you know, yeah, there's an idea of, like, it's all a chain of command, you know, like by Moshe. You know, it's just idea. Sometimes, you know, if you get a good answer from the higher Talmud, then you don't need to ask it to yourself. You know, you don't need to ask it. Again, it's better not, you don't want to not ask it at all. But it doesn't mean you necessarily have to ask the Rebbe if you could ask the Talmud in front of you. Right? Unless he doesn't know. But if he does know, then he does know. Then, you know. Yeah. Okay, fine. So that's the way the Gemara went down. So it's funny
that this type sounds like
discussion. Yeah?
I was just going to say, it sounds like a really high-powered cheer if the guys in the back are these guys.
I know. Rob and Rios are the guys in the back. So I'm wondering if they made their younger. You know? Because, I mean, those are not some slouches to be in the back. Those are the greatest, great Amorana. Right? Yeah. Okay. So it's like this. So look at Tosas. Tosas says, Hidbik v'fnim v'neheretiach mechutz ma'ahu. The Pirsha Kuntras, the Ma'ari, the Farish Ma'ari v'elfas. So Rashi learns this whole case is talking about in an elfas, right? Tema, imkem b'may sava rabba, the pligi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. What was Rabba thinking? Right? What was Rabba thinking? Right? Al-Karchel, I'm sorry. The nice sava rabba was Rabba thinking. The pligi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Al-Karchel, b'hidbik v'fnim. So what was Rabba thinking? Rabba must have been thinking that if Yochanan Reish Lakish were arguing in a case where you have the stick it on the inside and the fire is on the inside. Right? Well, the question is, this is what Rashi's bothered by. What was Rabba thinking? Right? Rabba's the one who asked the first kasha. So his kasha was where the flame is on the outside. Right? Right, the flame is on the outside of the pot of the ilfus. So then, what in the world was Rabba thinking? Isn't the argument about between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about an ilfus? So he's saying it must be you're going to say that he thought the argument between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, I'm sorry, between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, was when the flame is on the inside. And then Rabba's saying is, oh, okay, fine. Well, what about if flame is on the outside? Maybe that's going to make it better, right? Oh, but if that's the case, in Cain, mind me by the Rabbi Yosef, then what was Rabbi Yosef asking? In other words, how do they both ask this kasha? As well as you have to work out somehow what was the case of Rabbi Zera, of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish arguing about, such that if it's an elfus, and he's saying there's two possibilities, either the fire is inside or the fire is outside. And we know Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish argue about one of those. So how could Rabba ask about one of them and Rabbi Yosef ask about the other one? Right? You know, why can't you just say, look, Rabba thought that they were arguing about when it's on the outside. And then, I'm sorry, when it was on the inside. And that's why he asked on the outside. And then Rabbi Zera says, no, you're making a mistake. That is what the argument. The argument is on the outside. And then Rabbi Yosef comes in and says, oh, if that's an argument, then I have a question. What about the flames on the inside? Right? So I don't quite get the problem. Tosfos isn't learning that Rabba and Rabbi Yosef are like these under Talmidim who don't know what they're talking about. Sounds like he's saying, look, Rabba must be holding that they're arguing in the case. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish arguing a case where the flame is on the inside, and that's why he's asking about the outside, right? The flame is on the outside, in which case Rizera says, no, they're arguing about when it's on the outside, right? It's on the outside, that's where they're arguing. So then, and then what? Then Rabbi Yosef asks, what about if it's on the inside? I mean, if Rabbi already holds, that's what they're arguing. So why is Rabbi Yosef, right? Why is Rabbi Yosef now asking that question? Doesn't Rabba already, I don't know, doesn't Rabba already know about that? It just seems like Pasha. He'll just answer, yeah, that was what Rabba thought. But once Rabbi Zera knocked him off, now Rabba's not so sure anymore. That's why they're asking the question. Right? Yeah, so I don't exactly see, something must be bothering Tosas here. I don't remember. I have the Gemara, doesn't have the it's the Marsha. Maybe it's to check that. But maybe we should too. Let's just see how Tosas learns it, okay? And maybe we can try to figure out what his problem on Rashi is. But let's just go a little further, okay? So Tosas doesn't like the whole way that Rashi's learning. Rashi's learning the case is where the whole thing is taking place inside of an elfus, right? Okay. V'nira l'ri, d'hacha behidvik b'tanor ma'iri. No. This whole case is where it's in a tanor. It's not in an elfus. In a tana. Okay. We buy a lay. And what's he asking? He's saying is the case was, you know, Rabba's question was in a tanor, put in the tanor, and then you put the flame outside the tanor. Okay? So we buy a lay, keep in the tanor, lo chash of my selfus. You say, since it's a tanor, it's not called lofus, so don't loshna. Because basically what you're doing is, he's saying, you're putting it in a tanor, and you're doing like an elfus, because a tanor usually has the flame on the inside. And an ilfus usually a flame on the outside. Now you take a tanor and you put the flame on the outside. So do you say, look, it's a tanor, tanor's a tanor? Or you say, since you're doing maaseh ilfus, so therefore it's not going to be, right? That was what Rabba was asking, right? That was what Rabba was asking. And basically the answer is, Rizer says, no, 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 that's ilfus. And that's the same machlokas, basically saying is that is ilfus, that's my ilfus, I don't care that it's in a tanor. And then Rabbi Yosef me by, and then what's Rabbi Yosef's kasha? It's hidbik v'tanor, you put it in the tanor, below his siko, and you don't preheat it, el-mispashal, me-sik-shnegdo, you cook it with a flame on the side of it, which is the case we thought. In the tanor, it's like ketosis red, actually. It's in the tanor, but it's actually like ketosis red. In the tanor, and you just put the flame on the side of it, does that have a din of a lacham or not? Like the poor man's, what we said before, the poor man's tanor. Does that work or not? Does the tanor have to be where it's surrounding you with the heat or not? Right, so that's what he learned. So the first question was, if you take a tanor, and you do the maisa of an ilfus, right? That's an interesting question. You basically put the heat on the outside. Do you say that it's a tanor, or you say now it becomes like, and try to find out better. So the original question, according to Tosfos, is we basically have a tanor, and you put the flame on the outside, which is normally the way you would cook with a pot, right? An oven usually put the flame on the inside. And a pot, you put it on the outside. And we know a pot is machlokas Rabban Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish. Question is, what about here? Is do you say this is like a pot, where basically you're taking an oven, but you're putting the flame on the outside? So do you say now it becomes like a pot? Or do you say, no, that's an oven? And as the mother said, that's definitely, that's good. The Gemara says, no, that's not an oven. That's a pot. So what's the chakira about whether or not it's an oven? You use an oven, but you put the flame on the outside. And the point is that it's different than an ilfus. Because an ilfus, it's true, an ilfus has a fire outside. But an ilfus also isn't really closed. So the air, the heat is going to go escape and go all over the place. In an oven, it's a closed heating environment, right? So it's true that normally in the oven you have the fire inside and here you have the fire outside. But okay, it's true. But it's not quite now the same as a pot because a pot isn't sealed and it's not closed. This is closed. So it's like in a sense, it's like the pot in that the fire is outside, but it's like the oven in that it's closed. Okay, so you guys are saying is that, look, on the one hand, you say it's a tanor. Tanor is where you're cooking in a closed cooking environment. So you're doing that. You're cooking in a closed cooking environment. Who cares? The fire is inside, fire is outside. Aman is that it's like the tanor. It's a sealed environment. And you have heat in the environment, and that's what you cook. Right? So you're using the tanor to cook. That's the idea. What makes lachem? The tanor. But then on the other end, you say, yeah, but that's not the maisa tanor. The maisa tanor is where you take that closed environment and you put a fire inside it. And that allows you basically to preserve all the heat of the fire. And all the heat of the fire basically gets stuck in the oven and cooks. But if you have the fire outside, so then half the heat or most of the heat again is going to go outside into the sky. Right? And it doesn't even get into the tanor. So some of it goes in, but that's not the way you cook with the tanor. That's the way you cook with an ilfus. It's like you have the fire on the outside. And the heat's, you know, some of it gets in, some of it gets out. So it's like you're using the chefza of a tanor, but that's not the maisa that you do with the tanor. The maisa you do with the tanor is you have the fire on the inside. And thereby you catch. That's the idea. Tanor is designed to catch all the heat and retain all that heat. So here it's like you retain the heat, but you're only catching some of it. So it's like, You're wasting the tanor, so to speak. You're doing like more of maisa than ilfus, the chatz of a tanor. But the question is, do you say, look, bottom line is that whatever small percentage of heat I do get, it works like a tanor. So it ends up being like I'm cooking with the tanor. You say, no, that since I'm not doing the maisa tanor, that doesn't count. Right? So that's what he answers. No, that's not good. That's maisa ilfus. Right? Bottom line is maisa ilfus. And that's why he says, okay, fine, it's maisa ilfus. So the question then is, then is where you have the tanor and you don't preheat the tanor. You use the maaseh tanor, but now you don't preheat it. Is that ma'akev? Because the tanor is, you have it in the tanor, but you don't preheat it. It's preheating it intrinsic in tanor. And that he answers the aniyim thing. Is that, like Asos has read, is that it's true in a tanur you have to have the flame inside. That's a ma'aseh tanur. But preheating is not an intrinsic feature of ma'aseh tanur. That's the way Ashirin do with the preheating. But aniyim sometimes don't preheat it. They just put the thing in the tanur cold. And that also works. It's a poor man's ta'lacham. That was Rav Yosef's question. Rav Yosef's was, that's the first thing Rabbis think clarified. The ma'aseh tanur definitely needs to have the fire inside. But then the question is part of ma'aseh tanur also that is preheated? And the answer is no, that's not true. Because you see aniyim do it. Aniyim put it, they don't have the ability to put it, wait for it to preheat. So that's a convenience, which a luxury that rich people could do, but it's not intrinsic in the ma'aseh tanur. Right? But this is basically all a question about how you understand the ma'aseh tanur. Right? Totally different than the way Rashi was learning. But the Rashi was like taking up the old question about ilfus. Right? Saying ilfus on the inside or the outside, he's saying is Tosa is saying you don't have enough questions to go around. There's going to be two new questions within the concept of what ma'aseh tanur is. So it tells us to learn. Yeah, okay, good. What we should do next is Tosa Shida Rabbeinu Tam. We've been holding off all along. But Rabbeinu Tam learns this whole sugya a little bit differently. Because if you remember, he holds that you can make bread even in boiling. Everyone, until now, we assume boiling definitely doesn't make bread. But Rabbeinu Tam seems to argue. So the Tosa is a tekule alma. So that's the Tosa we have to do. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam Shita is in the starts in the middle, like halfway into it. So I don't know, we'll see. Maybe we'll start from Rabbeinu Tam, or maybe we'll go from the beginning. We'll see. Okay, but that's basically the Tosa we have to get to. Okay, so we'll try to pick that up on Wednesday.